You know, one of the biggest costs you have now incurred over the last several months, unanticipated, was energy costs, gas bills. You go to the pump and you get hammered. This is an audible on the play. We get a chance to chat with Tom Pyle, who's the president of the Energy Institute for Energy Research, joining us on our Newsmaker line. Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
What do we need to do to fix this? Because you think about this for a living, and you think the president is missing an opportunity to deal with this, and he's not dealing with it as focused and with as clarity as you're hoping for. Why not? And what do we need to be doing?
Well, you got to keep in mind the comments that were borne out recently from an EPA region administrator who basically said they want to crucify the oil and gas industry, literally said they want to crucify the oil and gas industry. We have an administration that is actually fulfilling its campaign promise of trying to make energy prices, quote-unquote, necessarily skyrocket. And through their actions and through their deeds, that's happening. You're seeing an attempt to literally prevent the construction of a new coal-fired plant in the United States, which provides nearly 50% of our electricity. You're talking about a production on federal lands of oil and gas being down 11% over last year, and production of fossil fuels generally being at a 9-year low. You're looking at an attempt to regulate at the federal level the new technologies that have made it possible to have an energy renaissance in this country. In places like North Dakota or
right.
Pennsylvania, Ohio, where they're producing natural gas, and the result of which is natural gas prices are below $2. That's good for us. That's good for consumers. We need to do more of that and think about all the industries that could support that robust revitalization of the energy industry. Think of all the spin-off companies and manufacturing jobs that could be created. We could have an economic recovery in no time. I just think that the priorities and the ideology is wrong, and we need to start there. And we need to do a lot of things in a short order to get this country moving again.
Well, I'm just thinking about two of the things you said. You're correct, obviously, that you have an administration that's hostile to fossil fuels for all kinds of environmental and ideological reasons. But secondly, you've also the question I'd have, though, with $4 at the pump, doesn't seem to be supply and demand related.
It is. But the difference is that these days, in this economy, this global economy, petroleum products, gasoline, diesel, home heating oil, this is now a global commodity. Demand in this country is actually down. Demand in Europe is down. But in Asia and India and some of these emerging countries, demand is way up. But guess what? We could still lower the price of gas because we're the third largest producer of crude oil in the world, and we have enough of the resource to easily be number one. In addition to that, we have a world-class refinery system in this country. We could meet our needs and meet that extra global demand, and both of those would lower prices here as well as level them around the world. So even though we are consuming less gasoline, and by the way, it's mainly a result of the economy. It's partially due to efficiency, and that's a good thing, but it's mainly due to our faltered economy. We can still impact that price at the pump by doing things here at home that our administration is not interested in doing.
Well, that pipeline unleashed that supply that the Canadians produce, unleashed it to say, if you guys aren't going to use it and refine it, we're just going to let the Chinese buy it.
Yeah, and what a shame it is to see that crude oil go west and across the Pacific to be refined and used in China when it could go down to our refinery corridor in Houston and that area and be made here. What a shame.
Are you saying, therefore, what we're paying at the pump right now is point number one, on purpose, it's exactly what this administration and its philosophy wants, and secondly, it's not likely to get better as long as that point number one is correct. And the only way to reduce it at the pump is to supply our own and reduce our dependency on foreign crude.
Well, I think, yeah, I think in a nutshell, yes. I mean, look, if this administration, you know, were doing the things that they're much better at what they're, judging by their actions, not their words. That's what I would say to that. Well, and yes, we can control our own destiny. We have 200 years of oil available to us right now at today's price and today's technology. We can get that oil if we had an administration that said, and by the way, we're not talking about drilling on, you know, next to the Washington Monument or on the West Lawn of the White House. We're only leasing on 3% of the federal lands, including offshore. We have, the federal government is the largest landowner in the United States. They own 30% of the surface area, and they own most of the offshore. So this isn't, you know, poking holes in the Yellowstone or Yosemite. This is just going after those lands where the resource base is located.
This, what is your organization about?
We're a nonprofit. We engage and we educate on energy. Our point of view is quite simple. We believe that the market is the best place for these decisions to be made, and it's the best place to provide the consumer with the lowest cost, most affordable forms of energy. And so we're opposed to all these picking and of winners and losers in Washington. The DOE is not a good financial investor, as you can see from Solyndra to Fisker to all these other companies that they're spending our taxpayer money and shoveling it into. They've got a pretty lousy track record at picking winners and losers in the marketplace. Let's leave it up to the market.
Or another example we can come across now is Enerone. Enerone. It's a battery firm that you and I and the Obama administration decide to subsidize to the tune of $118 million in federal stimulus money. Went broke. Their whole idea was to produce cost-cutting battery technology for electric cars. So the Obama administration subsidized it. They went broke, and now the Russians just bought it. So,
yeah. We're not against any form of energy. We're for if someone wanted to fill a room full of hamsters and put them in hamster wheels and generate electricity, we'd be for that. What we're against is taking billions and billions of our dollars and putting them into these, you know, companies that, by the way, I mean, you know, you follow the money. You know, it's I hate to admit it, but some of these folks have been awfully generous to the Obama administration's campaign, and that's just a tragedy and very unfortunate.
Tom Pyle is on our Newsmaker line. Tom, do you have a few more minutes? We could take some calls, and people can ask you some questions, if that's okay.
Sure, absolutely.
Tom Pyle is here. He represents an organization, Energy Research, Institute for Energy Research, and we pay anywhere from $3.60 to $4 a gallon, around that. It's projected to be higher as we approach Memorial Day. And politics, more than economics, driving that price at the pump, he says. Back in a moment at 1040 WHO Radio. For your financial security...